KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In high school sports over the weekend, the Atlantic Cam wrestling team placed second in an event held Saturday in Des Moines. The Red Owens Holiday Tournament at Southeast Polk High School saw Atlantic play second, and Glenwood was fourth in that tournament as well, as both of those Hawkeye 10 schools finished with 3-2 records in that dual tourney. Atlantic Cam defeated Knoxville, Des Moines East, and Glenwood, while for Glenwood, they defeated Knoxville, Des Moines East, and Creighton Prep. Atlantic Cam's Darian Schwenke went 5-0 on the weekend, while Marshall McDermott, Dylan Cox, Reed Nichols, and Tyler Christensen all were 4-1 in action for the Trojans on Saturday. Also Saturday, some high school boys basketball play saw Lewis Central beat Bellevue East of Nebraska 38-35. Also Ralston, Nebraska downed Abraham Lincoln 49-42. That game in overtime. South Sioux City, Nebraska defeating Thomas Jefferson 65-32. St. Albert was a winner over Tri-Center 53-43 on Saturday. In college men's hoops yesterday, Josh Oglesby scored 13 points in his season debut as number 25 Iowa rolled to an 85-61 victory over Arkansas Pine Bluff on Sunday. The Hawkeyes opened their final non-conference game with a 39-5 run. Jared Utoff scored 16 points and Adam Woodbury added 10. Oglesby missed Iowa's first 12 games with a broken foot. He made his first 4 3-pointers during a 6-minute stretch in the first half, drawing a loud ovation from the fans at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Tevin Hammond scored 19 for Pine Bluff as they lost their 9th straight. The Hawkeyes shot 75% from the floor and taking a 52-15 halftime lead. Iowa committed a season-worst 27 turnovers, but they dominated the rebounding 42-27. The Golden Eagles shot 33% from the field overall. Iowa opens up Big Ten play on December 31st against Nebraska. George Niang scored 22 points, and number 17 Iowa State beat George Mason 79-67 on Sunday in the first round of the Diamond Head Classic. The Cyclones had their second lowest scoring game of the season, but still managed to extend their winning streak. Iowa State was one of 10 undefeated teams in Division I at the start of Sunday. 3 minutes into the second half, Niang stole the ball, and his layup gave Iowa State its first 10-point lead at 40-30. After that, George Mason pulled no closer than 5 points with 6:18 left. Iowa State made just 3 of 14 three-point attempts in the first half, but the Cyclones used a 10-2 run to avoid their worst half in any game this season. They improved to 9-0 on the year. George Mason falls to 5-5 with that loss. Elsewhere in top 25 play yesterday, Shabazz Napier scored 15 of his 20 points in the second half and grabbed 6 rebounds to lead number 10 Connecticut to an 82-70 win over Washington. Darius Carter scored 19 points, and number 11 Wichita State survived Jeremy Ingram's 37-point night in a 77-66 win over North Carolina Central. And Isaiah Austin had 14 points and 10 rebounds as number 12 Baylor won its 10th straight home game, beating Southern University 81-56. Just 3 games in the NBA yesterday. It was Indiana over Boston 106-79, Toronto downed Oklahoma City 104-98, the LA Clippers an overtime winner over Minnesota 120-116. Just 2 games on the ice yesterday in the National Hockey League. It was the New York Rangers over Minnesota 4-1, and Vancouver skated past Winnipeg by a score of 2-1. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In NFL action Sunday, Andrew Luck threw for 241 yards and a touchdown. Donald Brown ran 51 yards for another score, and the Indianapolis Colts beat the Kansas City Chiefs 23-7 in a potential preview of an AFC wildcard playoff game. The Colts took advantage of four turnovers by the Chiefs to win for the fifth time in their last six tries against Kansas City. If Indianapolis ends up as the number four seed and the Chiefs the number five for the playoffs, then they'll meet again at Lucas Oil Stadium in 2 weeks. Alex Smith threw for 153 yards for Kansas City, but he also lost a fumble that was picked off twice. He had thrown just six interceptions in the first 14 games. Jamal Charles ran for 106 yards in the game's opening touchdown, but Kansas City failed to keep him involved as the Colts scored the final 23 points of that game. The last three AFC division races were decided Sunday, but the four NFC division crowns remain in play. Carolina has a one-game lead over New Orleans in the NFC South after Cam Newton's 14-yard touchdown pass to Dominic Hickson with 23 seconds left gave the Panthers a 17-13 win over the Saints. After being held to 116 yards passing for the game's first 59 minutes, Newton led the 11-4 Panthers 65 yards in 32 seconds for the go-ahead score. The last-minute TD also gave Carolina its first playoff berth since 2008. The 10-5 Saints still haven't clinched a playoff berth. New Orleans closes against Tampa Bay, while Carolina visits Atlanta. The NFC East and North Division races will come down to games pitting the first and second place teams. That scenario was secured when the Eagles crushed Chicago 54-11 in Philadelphia, preventing the Bears from clinching the NFC North. The Eagles rolled up 510 yards of total offense, with LeSean McCoy and Bryce Brown combining for 248 rushing yards. Nick Foles threw both of his scoring strikes while the Eagles were building a 21-0 lead in the first quarter. Philly leads the NFC East by one game over the Cowboys heading into their game next Sunday night in Dallas. The Cowboys stayed alive by beating the Redskins 24-23 on Dan Bailey's extra point following Tony Romo's 10-yard touchdown pass to DeMarco Murray on fourth down with a minute eight remaining. Romo rallied the Cowboys from a 9-point fourth-quarter deficit and hit Murray for the winning score following a long scramble. Dallas snapped a two-game skid as well as a four-game losing streak in the month of December. Green Bay's playoff hopes stayed alive with the Bears' loss in Philly, but the Packers dropped to 7-7-1 with a 38-31 setback against Pittsburgh. Le'Veon Bell broke a 31-all tie by running for a one-yard touchdown with a minute 25 remaining. Matt Flynn threw for a touchdown but had his lone interception returned 40 yards by Cortez Allen for a second-half TD for the Packers. The Packers and the Bears will play for the NFC North crown next Sunday in Chicago. Arizona kept its playoff hopes alive, preventing Seattle from clinching the NFC West and ended the Seahawks' 14-game home winning streak as Carson Palmer overcame four interceptions to throw a 31-yard touchdown to Michael Floyd with 2:13 left, lifting the Cardinals past the Seahawks 17-10. After Seattle took a 10-9 lead on Russell Wilson's 11-yard scoring pass to Zach Miller with 7:26 left, Palmer led the Cardinals 75 yards and found Floyd for a juggling TD catch. Palmer's TD throw leaves the Cardinals at 10-5. Wilson had one of his worst days as a pro, rushing twice for 32 yards and completing just 11 of his 27 passes for 108 yards and one interception as the Seahawks dipped to 12-3. However, Seattle will claim its division if San Francisco loses to Atlanta tonight. Peyton Manning's record-setting afternoon helped the Denver Broncos wrap up the AFC West crown in a first-round bye. Manning broke the single-season record for passing touchdowns while engineering the Broncos' 37-13 rout of Houston. Manning threw for four touchdowns to give him 51 for the season, breaking Tom Brady's mark. Manning threw for 400 yards for the 12-3 Broncos, leaving him on pace to break Drew Brees' single-season record for passing yards. The Denver win, combined with Kansas City's home loss to Indianapolis, gives the division title to the Broncos as well as a first-round bye. Well, New England did both Miami and Cincinnati a favor by destroying the Ravens 41-7 in Baltimore. The outcome allowed the Bengals to win the AFC North and set up a four-team scramble between the Dolphins, Ravens, Chargers, and Steelers for the second AFC wildcard berth. LeGarrette Blount ran 16 times for 76 yards and two touchdowns in the win. Andy Dalton threw four touchdown passes. The Bengals pulled away to a 42-14 win over Minnesota. Dalton has thrown 31 TD passes this season. That's one off of the team record. Buffalo added to its NFL-leading sack total with seven more as they shut down Miami's offense in a 19-0 win. The Dolphins' loss gave the AFC East title to New England. Also in the NFL yesterday, the Giants eliminated Detroit from the playoff hunt as Josh Brown drilled a 45-yard field goal on the third drive of overtime to give New York a 23-20 win over the Lions. The Chargers kept their playoff hopes alive, but they'll still need help next Sunday as Phillip Rivers threw for 201 yards and a go-ahead touchdown pass to Keenan Allen as San Diego downed Oakland 26-13. Geno Smith threw two TD passes to David Nelson and ran for another score as the Jets topped Cleveland 24-13. Nate Washington scored on a 30-yard reception in the fourth quarter as Tennessee ended a three-game losing skid with a 20-16 win over Jacksonville. And Zach Stacy rushed for 104 yards and a touchdown to pace St. Louis to a 23-13 win over Tampa Bay. And in college football, Derek Fulton threw four touchdown passes and ran for another score, helping Grandview win the NAIA championship in the Iowa school's sixth year of football, 35-23 over the University of the Cumberlands on Saturday. Fulton, a sophomore, completed 19 of 39 passes for 300 yards and ran 13 times for 74 yards, as second-ranked Grandview completed a 14-0 season at the expense of top-ranked Cumberlands. Fulton was selected as the most outstanding offensive player, and Grandview senior linebacker Jason Gladfelder, who was in on 15 tackles, took defensive honors in that contest, which was held in Rome, Georgia, on Saturday. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.